fight too. Well, I always love the fight. I love it 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Are you a chronic interrupter? Incapable of letting other people talk? Do those people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have a 120-night sleep trial so you can get your money back if a bed's not right. That way, anyone, even someone like you, can sleep all night. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. A tense exchange between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky, leading Zelensky being asked to leave the White House before meetings took place on ending Russia's war with Ukraine.
I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States, and your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty. But you'll fight it out.
President Trump then accusing Zelensky of not being ready for peace. Senator Lindsey Graham, among the officials in the room, now suggesting Zelensky to resign.
I talked to Zelensky this morning. Don't take the bait. President Trump was in a very good mood last night. Somebody asked me, am I embarrassed about Trump? I have never been more proud of the president.
Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries called today's meeting appalling, claiming the fallout will embolden Vladimir Putin and Russian aggression. This is ABC News. The measles outbreak spreading to 9 states with more than 160 cases recorded nationwide. The majority of cases, though, in West Texas, where health officials say one unvaccinated child has died. ABC News chief medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narula on the importance of the measles vaccine.
We forget how dangerous measles can be. Before we had a vaccine in the 1960s, 40 to 50,000 people in this country were hospitalized. We saw 400 to 500 deaths. So it is really important to think about the complications. We know that 1 in 20 kids can get pneumonia from the measles. 1 in 1,000 get encephalitis, which is swelling of the brain. And up to 3 out of 1,000 kids can die.
Phase 1 of the tentative ceasefire between Israel and Hamas set to end this weekend. Egypt says officials from Israel, Qatar, and the U.S. have started, quote, intensive discussions on phase 2. It's set to include the return of all remaining living hostages held in Gaza. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Republican lawmakers are reintroducing legislation to prohibit persons under the age of 18 from accessing gender-affirming care in Wisconsin. Democratic State Senator Mark Spreitzer chairs the legislative LGBTQ plus caucus.
To put this out there when you know it's not going to become law, I think is even more cruel.
The Wisconsin State Journal reports the bill would ban procedures for those under 18 if done for the purpose of changing the minor's body to correspond to a sex that is discordant with the minor's biological sex. Democrat Governor Tony Evers vetoed similar legislation that reached his desk last session. State Supreme Court candidates say they're unhappy about outside spending in their race.
Both making their pitch to a recent Wisconsin Counties Association meeting in Madison. Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel says he entered the race because he saw partisan promises made in the 2023 Supreme Court election.
And then I saw the incredible money. It's going to be worse this time.
Schimmel telling reporters liberal philanthropist George Soros is supporting Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. Crawford says Schimmel is also getting billionaire backing.
Elon Musk is trying to buy a seat on our Supreme Court.
Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Dane County Regional Airport saw its second highest passenger total ever in 2024.
The airport in Madison served 2,347,990 total passengers last year, just 1.4% shy of its all-time record in 2019. Airport officials say early indicators suggest that growth could extend into this year. They attribute the success to the return of key destinations, introduction of new services, and a new airline, and sustained high demand for air travel. The top nonstop destinations out of Madison in 2024 were Denver, Phoenix, Washington, D.C., and Orlando. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life, and never ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Rouleau. Battling brutal winds today, sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. As the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Farm and Ranch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And welcome in to AOA Agriculture of America. Good to have you along with us here for the program today, brought to you by Cenex. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Coming up, we are going to take a look at what is happening in the cattle markets as we wrap up the month of February and move into March. Dr. Daryl Peel with Oklahoma State University will join us in just a moment. In segment two, we're going to get some updates on the sunflower industry. John Sandbocket with the National Sunflower Association will be with us for a conversation. After the bottom of the hour, spring planting season is not too far off here in the distant future. We're going to talk about the use of drones on your operation and how best to prepare for drone spraying season, whether you're doing it yourself or hiring an applicator. We'll talk with Jeff Dickens from Rantizo. They are one of the main U.S. drone manufacturers. We're going to talk with them coming up here later on in the program. Then in segment four, Green Career Week is happening this first week of March. Jasmine Alberon, Executive Director for Seed Your Future, who helps put on Green Career Week, will join us for a rundown of what it is and why it is important to U.S. agriculture. So all that and more coming up here today on the show, again brought to you by Cenex. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect equipment with Cenex Premium Diesel to keep you in the field. Let's talk about what's happening in the cattle markets, futures-wise, cash markets, and more. Joining us now for a conversation, it's good to hear from him again, Dr. Daryl Peel with Oklahoma State University. Dr. Peel, how are you, sir? It's good to talk with you again.
Good morning, Jesse. It's great to visit with you.
Well, I'd love your thoughts here in this cattle market as we wrap up February. You look at futures. I know it's been a little topsy-turvy. We've been trying to rally back the last couple of days with feeder cattle leading the charge again, but it just feels like the volatility has increased somewhat here in cattle futures the last several weeks. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I think that's something that we're just going to have to live with. You know, part of it's just a function of the level that these markets are at. Anytime you're at record levels and this high obviously there's a lot of open air below us, so there's a lot of opportunities for uncertainty. And clearly we've had a lot of sort of external uncertainty injected into this market, you know, from the general economy, politics, you name it, global issues and so on. So we have to be prepared for that. At the same time, the underlying fundamentals of this market are very, very strong. We're going to bounce back. Most of these kinds of shocks like we've seen the last few weeks are pretty short-lived, and the market will bounce back, and that seems to be what it's doing right now.
My thoughts, as I've been watching this market now for the last several months, I wonder if we are getting into a period of where we're going to continue to see higher highs and higher lows. I mean, are we seeing a bit of a shift in this market in terms of what our normal price values are? What do you think about that?
Well, certainly for the foreseeable future. You know, again, as we move forward, we've been watching this, you know, this cattle cycle situation play out over the last 18 months already, and we've got a long ways to go. You know, we still don't have any real confirmation that we are retaining heifers, attempting to rebuild the herd. All of those things are going to put additional upward pressure. So to your point, I think we can expect to see, you know, generally this market is going to continue to move higher on average as we go forward, but again, probably with lots of volatility along the way.
How about the cash markets? I know I've been watching some of the moves there as of late, and we've been moving a bit lower the last couple of weeks in our cash trade, yet it seems like demand is still good in the countryside in many areas. What are you hearing on that side of the equation?
Yeah, I think, you know, most of what we've seen lately has just been, again, kind of short-term, disruptions, if you will, or changes, dynamics in the market. On the fed cattle side, obviously, you know, there's a lot of pressures in the market with the price levels where they're at. Packers are in the red, so they're scrambling to try to find ways to minimize the damage there. And we're dealing with the dynamics of the feedlot situation. We are going to see these feedlot inventories come down over time, so feedlots are trying to position themselves also for tighter cattle supplies. But I think most of that is just kind of short-term dynamics in the market. I do think underlying beef demand continues to be very good. And, we're just messing around here in the spring as we move forward, probably moving towards a spring peak here a little bit later in the next month or so.
I'm wondering, I've been hearing some chatter, maybe when you look at grain prices, some folks have brought up the idea of moving wheat into the feed bunk over corn. Are you hearing anything about a shift there potentially as you look at some of the prices on the grain side?
You know, anytime that we see those grain price relationships reach a favorable level, you know, feedlots will consider moving wheat into the ration. It's not something you do abruptly or, you know, without considerable consideration, just because of the nature of managing those cattle in those rations. You got to shift them kind of slow. So, you know, you're not going to do it just for a couple of weeks or even a month. You're only going to do it if there's a pricing opportunity and a supply situation in the grains that would suggest you're going to keep it there for at least, a couple, 3-4 months minimum to make it worth the effort to make that adjustment. But certainly, you know, they will when the opportunity presents itself.
You mentioned this earlier, the outside market forces that are at play here. A lot of this talk about tariffs, it seemed like that might have had a big impact on the pork side on Thursday. What are your thoughts on the tariff impacts for the beef sector here if this all comes to fruition, especially Mexico and Canada?
Yeah, well, you know, again, obviously, in my view, anytime we sort of disrupt market forces, markets doing what they do well, there's likely to be some consequences to that. And in many cases, those may be negative. In terms of direct impacts, we have to kind of wait and see what the details are on the beef markets, whether it's, you know, beef meat as well as on the live cattle trade. But, you know, in this environment where it's so political, retaliatory tariffs that may come into play may impact the market even though they weren't necessarily directly affected initially. There's just a lot of potential here for sort of collateral damage, if you will, in these markets when we see these kinds of disruptions. And again, the underlying factor is just the uncertainty associated with all of this. Markets don't deal well with uncertainty, and so that generally puts a little bit of a negative cloud on markets when we have this kind of uncertainty hanging over our heads.
30 seconds. Anything final you would add or reiterate to folks here today?
You know, I think one of the big questions going forward this year is, you know, again, we're still asking and have been for many months, are we retaining heifers? Are we positioning ourselves for some herd rebuilding? You know, my sense is that we are. We don't have any data that suggests we're doing it yet, but I really, you know, my feeling is that producers are thinking about it. But, you know, we don't, with the drought conditions and the drought threats that are out there, it may be really challenging this year. I think the drought situation is going to be a big factor going forward.
Dr. Darrell Peel, Oklahoma State University. Always enjoy the perspective. Thanks for being with us on AOA today.
You bet. Happy to do it.
Up next on AOA, powered by Cenex, we'll talk sunflowers with John Sandbachen from the National Sunflower Association.
At Nutrien Ag Solutions, we're dedicated to helping you achieve your full potential by connecting you with the knowledge, tools, and solutions you need for success. Partner with our team of experts who are ready to tackle the unique challenges you face at each stage of the season with customized whole acre solutions. Speak to your local crop consultant or visit us online at NutrienAgSolutions.com to learn how we can work toward feeding the future together.
Maybe it was a family vacation or a school field trip. But there you were, standing in awe at a national park. We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Today, tomorrow, forever. Donate at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
At PeaceCorps.gov.
Farmers and Ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America. Today's show brought to you by Cenex, using quality premium products like Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel and Cenex Maxtron Diesel Engine Oils help keep equipment running stronger and longer. You can learn more. Just visit your nearest Cenex location today, or you can go to cenex.com for more information. We are getting connected with John Sandbachen from the National Sunflower Association. We will try and do that here in just a moment. I know a little bit of a technical difficulty with his connection. Just wanted to make mention of this as well. USDA's Ag Outlook Forum putting out their projections for the 25-26 U.S. corn, soybean, and wheat crops, and they're projecting another record corn crop here this upcoming growing season at 15.58 billion bushels. Soybean production expected to increase slightly to 4.37 billion bushels as well. So looking at some numbers there that were pretty much as expected, but still definitely had an impact in the markets on Thursday. A little more muted market trade on Friday. Well, let's talk about what's going on with the sunflower industry. Talk about the sunflower markets and much more. Joining us now, John Sandbachen with the National Sunflower Association. John, it's good to hear from you again. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, Jesse. Hope you are also. And thanks for having me on your program today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it sounds like this sunflower market is fairly hot right now. Let's start there. What's the latest you're seeing?
Well, you know, that's a good way to describe it. The sunflower market has been just super hot here. Since the first of the year, we've added $6.25 per hundredweight, you know, to our nearby price. So we're at about $27 right now. You know, even new crop is up 15%. We're also close to that $24 mark. So just right now, it's really exciting for, you know, producers that are going to plant sunflower this year because their prices are looking up.
Well, I wonder about this, and I was just mentioning those USDA Ag Outlook Forum numbers that they came out with and looking at lower bean acres and corn acres on the rise, et cetera. And, you know, we've heard cotton acres are going to be down, wheat acres, you know, things of this nature. What is some of the outlook for sunflower acreage here as we get into 2025, John?
Well, you know, our official report doesn't come out until March 31st is when USDA, they'll be, you know, serving people here in all the next 2 weeks here in March. But, you know, just what I'm hearing from seed companies, from producers, you know, I would guess sunflower acres would be up quite a bit. But, you know, we, in 24, our acres were down. We were down around that 45% lower than we were the year before. And, you know, our market was working through some really big stocks from the 22 and 23 crops. So acres were down, but, you know, overall, I would be shocked if acres weren't up, you know. And the thing is, you know, normally in a situation like that where you would see maybe a 30-40% increase in acres, that would be kind of a, you know, a bad situation. But given, you know, the production that we had last year, you know, and the amount of seed that we're going through, I mean, I don't really see that as being a down thing for this year for sunflowers compared to maybe some other crops that might affect.
John, how about the potential? We look at tariffs and exports and all of this political rhetoric that's going on. We just talked about that in the last segment in terms of the cattle market. What is your view on this situation, how it could impact the sunflower industry, John?
Well, you know, our two biggest markets for sunflower oil and for confection seeds are Canada and Mexico. You know, it's something that it would definitely have an impact. And I know that, you know, that when the tariffs were first mentioned, the Canadians had targeted sunflower oil exports from the U.S. Coming into Canada. And so it would have an effect. But, you know, the thing is, luckily, 80% of our market is here in the U.S. And so we would be a little bit insulated from that. It would affect exports, obviously. But, you know, like I said, the bulk of our market here is in the U.S., so it wouldn't be maybe quite as dramatic of an effect on sunflower.
What about the world picture, John? I mean, what are you hearing as you look over, say, the Black Sea region and other areas where we have sunflower production? I mean, how are things looking in those regions, and how is that impacting the global picture here for the industry right now?
You know, last year in Russia and Ukraine are the largest producers of sunflower, and they had a severe drought, you know, in many parts of their countries. And so their production was down about 25%. And so that has also been a real positive for sunflower prices globally. We've seen prices of seed and oil move higher. So that's been very positive. And in the early reports that I'm hearing, you know, from those countries is they're going to cut back a little bit on their sunflower acres because they want to grow more corn. They're seeing, you know, profitability in corn. And so that would be something that it would be a very positive thing here for U.S. sunflower production.
Sounds eerily similar to U.S. producers here. They're thinking as we enter spring 2025. We're talking with John Sandbachen from the National Sunflower Association. I was taking a look at the latest sunflower highlights. A couple things in there I wanted to make note of. I know that North Dakota State University Extension has their sunflower production guide out, I believe, as well. Talk about that for us.
Well, you know, every year we try to make sure that that's updated and has all the latest information, you know, that will help producers with their crop, obviously, in their decisions and what they're going to do. We also had a great webinar here at the end of January that is available online. It for those that missed it on just what the latest trends are in sunflower production, whether it be weeds, insects, how to deal with disease, various things like that. And I would just highly encourage anybody that wants to watch any of the videos. They're all separate based on the different disciplines. So good thing to check out. Just kind of sharpen your skills a little bit before you hit the field.
When you mentioned that conference, of course, what was one of the big takeaways that folks could take a look at with those videos and more? I mean, what did you guys learn this year?
Well, you know, I think, you know, people are becoming a lot smarter in how to deal with different kinds of weeds and as far as how that impacts rotations, what kind of a chemical package to use. And I really think that there's some excellent work coming out on that. Also, just some different IPM practices for insects. You know, I mean, obviously all crops are affected in some degree by that. And I think, you know, we're learning more and more as we go along. And obviously there's genetic advances, which are helping also as far as disease pressure. And I think it was just a really good update for those, especially if you haven't been in sunflower for a few years. I mean, you might learn quite a bit. It might be something that you'd want to consider planting sunflower again because, you know, the crop has really come along quite a ways.
I noticed another piece in the latest sunflower highlights that comes out weekly, proper spring grain drying and storage, something that I think producers need to think about here as they get into the heart of 2025. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Well, you know, with this year especially, you know, we usually have like really, especially here in the northern states, we'd have more of a severe winter, very cold, and so you wouldn't have to worry as much about seed storage. But we've had a warmer than normal winter in a lot of cases. There were days it was brutal, but in most cases, we had a lot warmer temps. And so you really want to keep a close eye on your seed, make sure your moisture is good, that you don't have any kind of issues. Because especially with where markets are at today, you know, when you're looking at the $27, $28, even in some cases up to $30 for seed per hundredweight, you just want to protect that investment and make sure your seed's in good condition so that, you know, when you deliver it, you wouldn't have any kind of discounts or worse yet that, you know, it would spoil. So good thing to keep an eye on, and especially as we get warmer here in the spring.
Absolutely. John, as we close it out here, got about 90 seconds. Anything else you would mention or reiterate to folks? Anything else we're watching across the sunflower industry right now?
Well, you know, right now new crop prices are really, really competitive. The industry is very aggressive to get acres because obviously with production being down from last year, we need to fulfill those stocks and get things moving. And so I think sunflower is going to be a crop for people to really consider that, you know, put that in your rotation this year.
Absolutely. And I should make mention too, the sunflowernsa.com website. You guys have a lot of resources there for producers and for folks who are just genuinely curious and want to learn more about the sunflower industry, right, John?
Yep, definitely. It's our main information source. It's a way to keep track of what's going on in the markets every single day, plus just good information for producers on how to grow sunflower and some of the best practices to follow.
SunflowerNSA.com for more information. That is the website for the National Sunflower Association. John Sandbachen. John, I always appreciate you joining us on the show. And I should ask, are you happy that there's been a nice warm up here after all that Arctic cold we saw at the beginning of the month of February?
We'll take the warm weather as soon as possible. I'd love to see people get rolling in the field here by the end of the month. So that'd be great.
Hopefully, I know it's pretty dry, though, up in your neck of the woods across the northern plains. We could use a little bit of precipitation of some kind. Maybe rain versus, say, snow. I think that would be welcomed by many folks for
right,
sure.
Right. I'd rather see the rain. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can get some of that coming in here as we get into the month of March. John Sandbach and National Sunflower Association, good to have you with us here today. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Today's show brought to you by Cenex. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect your equipment with Cenex Premium Diesel to keep you in the field. Up next, we'll talk spring drone use with Jeff Dickens of Rantizo on AOA.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets. From Commodity Classic, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market update on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, March milk down 30 to 1870, April down 29 to 1831, May down 27 to 1834, June milk down 20 at 1790. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moving up mostly lowers. The cash cattle markets didn't lend the support that was hoped on the day, as the trade was around $2 lower on the cash trade today, and that helped to pressure the markets. Meanwhile, hog markets, they're also continuing to move mostly lower as well. Pork cutout values did not lend any support as well, and that helped to pressure prices. February live cattle down $1.67 to $197.72. March feeder cattle down $1.50 to $274.95. April hogs down 75 cents to $83.62. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all continue to move mostly lower. Now, corn markets continue to have a broad risk-off type of trade. Again, ahead of the tariff deadline next week, soybeans also moving mostly lower as well. And again, that South American harvest and the possible tariffs next week all pressuring prices. Wheat moving mostly lower as well on continued long liquidation. New crop corn down 5.5 to 456 and a quarter. New crop beans down 11 and 3 quarters to 1030.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back as today's AOA is brought to you by Cenex. Ensure your machinery operates flawlessly even under the most challenging conditions with Cenex Maxtron THF Plus Full Synthetic Tractor Hydraulic Fluid. Visit Cenex.com today or go to your nearest location for more information. Right now on the program, we want to have a conversation about what farmers should be keeping in mind about drone spraying for the 2025 season. We've, of course, seen a big uptick in the use of drones on our farms. And here to give us some tips and tell us more, we're pleased to talk with Jeff Dickens. He's the Upper Southeast Hub Lead and Spray Drone Operator for Rantizo. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us. Hope all is well.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jesse.
Well, let's just start, and I think I'll take it here first. Obviously, I kind of alluded to this. We've seen a big uptick in drone use on our farm. So as we're thinking about 2025, just in general, what are some things that farmers should be keeping in mind? And it might differ whether they're operating their own drone or they're bringing in someone to do it for them, I suppose. So I guess just to kind of overarching thought here, what are some things that should be really top of mind for folks?
You know, Jesse, there's a few things that come into mind. And like you say, it depends on if they're thinking having it hired done or doing it themselves. With them, if they go down the path of having it hired done, more communication, the better with the drone pilot, and truly understanding what the capabilities are of not only the pilot, but as far as access to the field and things of that nature. If they're thinking more about buying a drone and doing it themselves, don't go off of advertised numbers. Be realistic about what your expectations are and truly figure out where you want to implement it before you just jump all in and go down a certain path with trailer setups or expectations.
And I know that for some folks, if they wanted to get into it on their own, it's not necessarily something that you can jump right into. There is a little bit of a learning curve, isn't there, Jeff?
There's most definitely a learning curve, not just the learning curve of the system and settings and things of that nature, but anything from FAA Part 137 to your 107 drone license, your state regulation or your state applicator license. I mean, and in some cases, you're talking, you know, 2 to 3 months minimum to get some of this done.
Which is why I would think, you know, thinking about working with your retailer or independent operator, someone who's already gone through that training and knows what they're doing, I just think that could be more efficient for a farmer's operation in many ways. Right, Jeff?
Oh, most definitely. You know, in order to just turn and get something done for the 25 season, most any operator out there is probably like us right now. You know, we're going through dot and I's, cross and T's. Just got an email this morning from a state saying, hey, your license is going to expire in March. So just going down the path of getting that updated and making sure everything's ready to go for the 25 season.
Well, and I think you mentioned the word, you know, the more communication, the better. Let's talk about that a little bit for a producer who's working with a retailer or an operator. And you know, just that the precision ag aspect of this has been really hot and trying to get some of that targeted spraying on our fields and more. So, I mean, walk us through what maybe an initial conversation might look like between a producer and a drone operator getting ready for 2025.
Yeah, most definitely. So the first thing that I always ask for is I want a pin on Google Map. I want to be able to look at it from an aerial perspective, especially if it's somewhere I've never been. And just get a good understanding of the surrounding area, tree lines. Are there any poles running through the field? Is it a center pivot? I guess in some places you may have windmills, you know, just overall, what's the initial look of the field? And then actually calling the grower back and having the conversation of where's the field approach? You know, you're looking at a Google Map. You're not necessarily going to see terrain, but is it flat? Is it rolling hills? Anything that could be a hinder to the operation, just go ahead and knock that out first and foremost. And along with the tree line, just set the expectations up. You know, even though these drones can get closer to tree lines and say manned aircraft or something, at the end of the day, the operator still doesn't want to have to walk out in the field and carry the drone out. So set the expectation up with the grower of, hey, you know, there may be a 5-foot skip along the tree line, and just, you hope to under promise and over deliver, mm-hmm. but just set it up with them from the get go and let everybody know what realistically is going to happen.
And I think as well, once you get through some of those initials and you get into the field, having that constant communication throughout the year, because obviously we could fight so many different disease pressures in our fields, and depending on the type of crop we're looking at, and there's a lot of variables, I would say, that you have to stay in touch throughout the growing season, right, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, if anything from, you know, is it a burn down herbicide to fungicide? Probably not going to push the wind limit of the label for a herbicide application, especially depending on what's surrounding the field that you're targeting. You start talking more about fungicide, insecticide, again, depending on the surroundings of the field, you might be able to get by with closer to, say, let's say the label's got a 10-mile-an-hour wind limit. On a fungicide, insecticide, you may be able to push that a little bit more than what you would on a herbicide. So just constant communication with the grower and the operator to not only from that standpoint, but just from when can the drone be there? You know, because let's be real, these drones were getting anywhere from 15 to 40 acres an hour, depending on your gallons per acre and all other aspects. Manned aircraft, they're getting 200 acres an hour. So, most of the times you call a guy today, it might be tomorrow, but there again, it could be a week before he gets there as well. So,
yeah, got to have that constant communication and that plan for your operation, I think, is the big key. And I'll weave this back to the thought of, if a producer has their own drone or they purchase one and they go through all the required trainings and get ready for the season. And I know Rantizo, you guys have a lot of great products in your lineup and more. It's just about, again, having that plan and knowing what to expect, knowing your payloads, et cetera. There's just a lot of things to make sure you remember as you're going out into the field for that first time or for the 100th time, right, Jeff?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, and you know, the big thing that I talk to producers about is, you know, even at Rantizo, I could give you a set of numbers that works for my drone. I highly recommend that no matter where you get the number from, run some tests with your own equipment, and make sure that the settings are right. I mean, worst thing that anybody could have happen is go out there on your own farm and streak it up. You know, being the talk at the coffee shop because you got high yields is a whole lot better than because you got a drone out there and streaked up your own field. So, know your equipment, understand your capabilities as a pilot, just go out there and the first field, you're probably going to take your time, probably going to be a little slow. By the end of the year, you're probably going to be 2 to 3 times as efficient as you were at the beginning.
Absolutely. I know folks can find more. You guys have a lot of resources at rantizo.com. Jeff, as we kind of wrap up here today, final thoughts, anything you would mention, reiterate to folks, just as we're thinking about spring planting 2025 right around the corner and getting into that growing season, when we're thinking about drone use, anything you would mention or reiterate to folks?
You know, just understand your equipment, understand the capabilities of the drones. Understand whether you're hiring it done or you're doing it yourself. Understand the limitations of the pilot. Communicate, and then test. Just dot I's and cross T's, and I think everybody would end up with a good 2025.
Jeff Dickens with Rantizo. Appreciate some time and some insights into using drones to spray our fields. And we'll wish you a great spring 25 ahead. And we'll look forward to talking again in the future.
Sounds good, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Once again, Jeff Dickens with Rantizo joining us to talk about drones here on today's AOA. One quick news note before we get to the break. Former U.S. Trade Representative Greg Dowd slammed the EU, Canada, and Brazil for unfair trade barriers at a recent House Trade Subcommittee hearing. Dowd, who now heads the National Milk Producers Federation, says the U.S. sells 15 times more cheese to Guatemala than to the EU. That is Canada restricts U.S. dairy sales to its processors despite USMCA trade deal dairy reforms. Dowd says Brazil is another protectionist trading partner.
When U.S. Embassy officials return to Brasilia from the U.S., they take cheese with them because there's no product in Brazil that is even comparable. And that's because Brazil blocks our products.
Brazil also has an 18% tariff on ethanol, while the U.S. duty on Brazilian ethanol is just 2.5%.
I worked on this ethanol issue. It, very, very frustrating issue. We did resolve a wheat issue, tariff rate quota issue with Brazil that we'd had for 25 years with them. So it's, Brazil's a stiff competitor, but in agriculture, there should be reciprocity today, sir, and there isn't.
Dowd and another former U.S. trade official told lawmakers it's time to rattle some cages when it comes to unfair practices by U.S. trading partners. Today's show brought to you by Cenex. No matter what conditions you face, Cenex has the heavy-duty diesel engine oils to meet your needs. Visit Cenex.com today for more. Up next, we'll learn about Green Career Week with Jasmine Alboron from Seed Your Future on AOA.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you. All of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
By connecting you with the knowledge, tools, and solutions you need for success. Partner with our team of experts who are ready to tackle the unique challenges you face at each stage of the season with customized whole acre solutions. Speak to your local crop consultant or visit us online at NutrientAgSolutions.com to learn how we can work toward feeding the future together.
Most folks just stick with the diesel engine oil they know because why sweat the details? But you don't. You're one of those who'd make the switch, and we're talking to you. Cenex Maxtron synthetic diesel engine oils give you the smartest oil for the toughest conditions. While the others experience wear and tear, you give complacency a kick in the pants. Cenex Maxtron diesel engine oils, oil that runs smart.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-888-888-888. 800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@markettalkag and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back to AOA, brought to you by Cenex. No matter what conditions you face, Cenex has the heavy-duty diesel engine oils to meet your needs. Visit Cenex.com today. We learn now about Green Career Week happening this upcoming week, March 3rd through the 7th. Joining us now to tell us more, she's the executive director for Seed Your Future, Jasmine Alboron. Jasmine, it's good to hear from you again. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me again.
You bet. You bet. Well, just for starters, for folks who might not be aware, tell us a little bit about Seed Your Future and what your guys' mission is.
Seed Your Future is a national nonprofit that promotes horticulture and inspires people to pursue careers working with plants. We envision a U.S. where everyone understands the power of plants and is aware of the promising careers in the art, science, technology, and business of horticulture. When people hear the word horticulture, they think of gardening. They think of it as a hobby, but this is a multi-billion dollar worldwide business, and we want people to realize that.
Well, you bring up horticulture and thinking about horticultural jobs. Talk about why those are vital to America and American lives.
Plant science jobs are the business of managing and using what we grow while maintaining the health of our soil, our air, our water, right? And the well-being of our communities. They make a difference in virtually everything that we touch. We all have to eat. We all have to breathe. So we need more people pursuing horticulture careers to grow our food. Think of innovative ways to help improve our environmental challenges, beautify the spaces that are impacting our physical, mental, and emotional health. Right? We interact with horticulture every single day, but most people don't even notice or recognize it.
Well, and I think about some of the industry jobs that are out there and available for people who are looking for careers within the horticultural industry. Talk about some of the key jobs that are out there that maybe folks don't always think about, Jasmine.
On the website, we have 147 different unique career profiles. So that alone tells you the range. You can be a forest manager, a greenhouse engineer, a horticultural lawyer, you can do a floral cold chain, a landscape architect, you can be a graphic designer in this industry or a software developer. It ranges from so much, regardless if you are a creative person, if you're analytical, if you're into technology, visit the website and learn what passion might be a part of your plant future.
We're talking with Jasmine Albaran, Executive Director for Seed Your Future. Let's lean into Green Career Week a little bit now and talk about why this week is important and how can kids, educators, parents, how can everyone kind of participate in Green Career Week?
We created Green Career Week, again, to inspire young people to choose careers in agriculture and horticulture and floriculture, all these plant jobs, because they're more important than ever. As I mentioned, working in this industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, and it's impacting our supply chain, the food that we eat, the air that we breathe, where we live, even the clothes that we wear. Through Green Career Week, students are becoming aware of local companies in their backyard, in their city, that they're passing up on a regular basis but don't realize what they do and how they do it. So the idea is that these local businesses are bringing students, teachers to their sites with field trips with the lens of an employer. These are the careers that are growing the plants, that are marketing the plants, that are selling the plants, that are transporting the plants, right? Those are all careers needed within this industry, or industries going into the classroom and doing presentations about their company culture. What are the career paths? What are the careers that require a degree? Which ones don't? Really, it's just meant to make sure that all of these students that potentially love the outdoors, love nature, love plants, realize there is a career path for them within this industry.
Absolutely. And I know as well on the website, and I've asked you about this before, but I'd love for you to tell us a little bit more about some of the resources that are available at seedyourfuture.org. And I know there's resources for educators, parents, students, employers, even. I mean, talk about some of the great information you guys have on your website.
Thank you. Yes, we have gone through great lens and looking at, okay, what does the teacher need to talk about horticulture careers? What does the parent need? What does the employer need? What does the student need? For teachers, we have 25 lessons that connect a high school science subject to a horticulture career. We can't expect teachers to have conversations about careers within an industry they don't know or they don't understand. And so providing them with these resources they can easily insert into their curriculum is what we're trying to do. So we have those 25 science lessons. This year, we're going to work on some English, math, and art lessons. Those should be on the website later on this year. We also have a section for grants that are for educators if they're wanting to start a garden, anything from the medium to the plants, and they can visit the website, like you said, under educator and see that information. For students, we have a database of scholarships. If anybody is interested in going to a two-year or four-year higher education degree, that will help offset some of those costs. We have a database of internships that are from internships across the country. We have a list of the 2- and 4-year university and colleges that have horticulture programs. And we also have a job board list where students can then go and look for and apply for jobs within the industry. So we are not just providing the awareness of these are the jobs out there, but then providing the segue into, and this is how you can find and get to that particular job. So it's definitely well-rounded. We have videos that talk about the power of plants in pharmaceuticals, in our fashion, on our mental health, how horticulture jobs are STEM jobs. So there are tons of resources to help segue the conversation of horticulture is a business, it's an industry, and here are some tools to make sure those students are aware.
Well, great thoughts. Again, Green Career Week is happening this upcoming week, March 3rd through the 7th. Jasmine, anything final you would share with folks for Green Career Week?
Not only are green careers rewarding financially, personally, and socially, they also provide opportunities for people to pursue their passion and do things that they enjoy in environments that make them happy. So please visit seedyourfuture.org and learn more about this industry.
Jasmine Albaran, Executive Director for Seed Your Future. Thanks for joining us and telling us more about Green Career Week.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for today's AOA, powered by Cenex. Learn more at cenex.com. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
Tearing up asphalt, concrete, and soil is a dirty job. What fuels me to get it done? big crews and big toys. What fuels my equipment? Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel with an additive package that's 2.5 times more effective in preventing injector deposit buildup, delivering the power I need in the dirtiest conditions. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Maybe it was a family vacation or a school field trip. But there you were, standing in awe at a national park. We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Today, tomorrow, forever. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Teachers are dynamic leaders, shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Achieving this takes skill.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the...
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your...
windshield wipers. eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky turning into a